During the recent segments on WBFO's Press Pass, Buffalo Rising has introduced many of their new contributors who are bringing fresh perspectives to their coverage. On today's installment of Press Pass, co-founder George Johnson highlights a new partner for Buffalo Rising.
Partnership for the Public Good, a local think tank around public policy, local public policy. And what we really liked about working with them is the fact that all that they do is kind of like grounded in research. So the discussion starts with facts and findings and kind of grows to policy initiatives to potentially help solve the issue.
And from the Partnership for the Public Good, we're joined by civic educator Orlando Dixon and community researcher Sarah Wooten.
Overall, we found that Buffalo has a massive problem of involuntary mobility. So in 2017 alone, there were 8,500 eviction filings. There's only 65,000 renting households, so that creates roughly around a 13% renter households that received eviction papers in 2017.
We've got some numbers here. That's one part of this. But you did a little more of a kind of an oral approach to finding out a little bit more about the specific needs. Tell me about what you went about doing here.
Right. So I went to landlord and tenant court and actually talked to 100 tenants. When I went and talked to these tenants, I talked to people who were about to be evicted that day. I talked to people who were just there for the first hearing, people who still had to figure out whether or not they were going to pay. I talked to people from ages 18 all the way up to 72. I talked to people from, you know, male, female, overwhelmingly women. I think there's a common misconception that people are just saying, I'm not going to pay my rent this month. And that's not the case. Most people are going through serious issues. Their car broke down. They have to pay for that. Their kid gets sick, they have to miss a day of work. If you're barely making ends meet and you miss one day of work, that can substantially affect you. Most people cannot afford their rent. 55% of people cannot afford their rent in the city of Buffalo. You're talking people who pay 30% or more, that's not affordable rent.
That's kind of a base number, right, in terms of personal finances. 30% or less is what you should be paying for your housing.
Right.
Okay.
And to add to that as well, there are many households that are paying more than half of their income on housing. So almost one in four households is paying more than half their income on housing. And that's primarily affecting people of color. So 30% of African-American-led households and 37% of Latinx-led households.
Take it another step, though. Are we also just seeing the idea that, as simple as it comes to, the types of income opportunities here in the city of Buffalo are lacking?
Absolutely. There's jobs here. Most people can get a job. So it's not that people can't get a job. It's that they can't get living wages at those jobs. And also, public assistance often cuts off at a certain amount. So you have this thing called the welfare cliff, where essentially you are making more money by being on welfare than you are working. They're trying to get ahead, but they can't because they're so dependent on this welfare. And the laws just don't accept them working and building and going to the next level. They're kind of just stuck between a rock and a hard place.
The problem runs deep, but there are solutions. Wooten says in Syracuse, a program brought in case managers to help keep tenants on track to pay their rents. It reduced evictions and eased the load on housing court. The city needs to do a better job of enforcing housing codes. Subsidized housing allowances need to be boosted for the first time in years.
I was homeless as a kid. I was homeless throughout high school. And this stuff is extremely personal to me. And just being a part of, you know, writing this paper and, like, being able to interview these people and, like, being able to understand where they come from, I'm extremely hopeful. I believe this paper has hit the nail on the head. These are the issues. We have solutions. We can fix this. It's just a matter of political will. And if we have the political will, these things will change. And it's as simple as that.
Orlando Dixon and Sarah Wooten, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.